evil man out of the world. Oh, my people, sing the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
You know, the foundation of this ministry is teaching the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the foundation of our Creator, which is known as the Torah, which is the first five books of the Scripture. Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, is known as the living Torah. He is what we should be looking for. When we're a follower of the faith or a follower of the Word, Yeshua is the Word in flesh, and the Word is the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Now, obedience is extremely what we should be shooting for. Many believers focus on doing these things. Many people that call themselves believers desire to follow the guidelines and instructions. Even Christians that say we don't need to follow the law, follow the law. You know, for the most part, there's very little difference between the average Christian who's going to church and even the average person of the world. Everyone's following the moral ideas and guidelines of our wonderful Creator. Yet we're not to stop there. We need to continue going and not pick and choose and to seek to follow everything He says, whether it feels good to our flesh or not, or if it fits our lifestyle or not. So, obedience is something we should strive for and is extremely important. Yet, the Bible teaches under every act of obedience must come something else. If you want to be successful at being obedient in your walk, in your life, you must look even upon just what you're able to accomplish in your physical body. The true foundation of a walk with Yeshua is our obedience to Him, our obedience to our Creator. But the foundation of the foundation comes down to what the Scriptures say is faith. Faith is the foundation, and it's not simply another Christian act or another law that we keep. It goes something way beyond that. We can do many things outwardly, many great things, but if we are not depending on our Creator, they're not going to bring Him the pleasure that He's desiring us, that His Word wants us to live. And the writer of Hebrews makes this very clear. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "Now, without faith, it is impossible to please a wonderful Creator. For the one who draws near to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." You see that? Notice how absolute this statement is. It does not say faith is helpful. It doesn't say faith makes pleasing our Creator easier. It says it is impossible to please our Creator without faith. And that should cause every believer to ask, am I living by faith or am I living by what I can see? Do I trust our Creator's promise more than my circumstances? Our Creator is looking for people who trust Him. We don't have to explain to non-believers on a way where they're going to understand this. A non-believer will never understand faith until they make that leap of faith themselves. How can we believe in something we don't see? The Scriptures say it's something different. Faith is not pretending on circumstances that are different than what they are. That's what we need to get out of the way and we need to understand. It's not making up some fairy tale. Faith is choosing to believe what our Creator has spoken, even when it doesn't seem like it's that way. Even when circumstances haven't changed, even when we're trying to explain something or we're trying to understand something. See, our natural tendency is to make decisions based on what we see and what we hear and what we feel. what seems logical. This is why it says it's harder for people, for the rich man to get to heaven than the poor man, because the people that have all the smarts, the theology and the study, they rely more on their mind than on their heart. Followers of Messiah, true followers of Messiah, are called to be different. Not to just rely on what we see, what we hear, and what we feel, and what seems logical. Now, these are senses that our Creator gave us that are extremely important and helpful in our life to have these senses. But 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You understand? Walking by sight means allowing visible circumstances to determine our decisions. Walking by faith means allowing our Creator's word to determine our decisions. Hallelujah. You know, I remember growing up and when I would see what seemed like miraculous endings to baseball games and sporting events, and the announcer would say a picture is worth more than 1,000 words and all these kind of phrases. Well, now I come to learn faith is worth more than a picture. Faith is worth more than thousands of words. The words of our Creator go way beyond what we see. I'll say this again, and I said it. Walking by sight means allowing visible circumstances to determine our decisions. But walking by faith means allowing our Creator's word to determine our decisions. Think about the people throughout Scripture. Let's look at their example. We take Abraham, for example. He left his homeland before he knew where he was going. Before Noah saw the waters coming and the rain coming, he built the ark. Joshua marched around Jericho instead of attacking it. Peter stepped out of the boat before he knew the water would hold him. None of them waited until everything made sense. Faith acted first. Then our Creator demonstrated his faithfulness. You see, that's the way it works. Faith comes through hearing our Creator. And it doesn't have to be visible hearing. It could be reading the Word, because our Creator is consistently trying to talk to us and speak to us. Many believers faithfully read their Bibles, but they never allow our Creator to personally speak to their hearts. Reading alone doesn't automatically produce faith. Faith grows when the set-apart Holy Spirit takes our Creator's Word and makes it alive within us. Otherwise, they're just words on a page. But when he makes that word alive in us, we see something different. It's like those 3D pictures that are before your face. You put your face up to it. It just looks like nothing. But then all of a sudden, it starts to form into this picture. Romans 10, verse 17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word about Messiah." Notice this carefully. Paul did not say faith comes by reading. He says faith comes by hearing. That means every time we open the Scriptures, we should pray. Father Yahweh, speak to me today. Speak to me today. The goal is not simply to finish a chapter or to keep up with your daily schedule. The goal is to hear the voice of the shepherd. Yeshua himself said in John 10, 27, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Yahweh still this day speaks through his written word. The Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, applies Scripture to our lives, convicts us, comforts us, and gives us direction. Faith grows every time we hear his word. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, I don't hear from our Creator. I don't hear from him. I don't hear." Are you listening? Are you listening? He doesn't speak to me. It doesn't have to be a verbal voice. It can be a verbal voice. But every time you open up your word, there he is waiting to speak to you. So don't just read it. Say, let me hear what you're saying. Even if I don't understand it, speak to me about this. You understand? A creator's word must become personal in your life. It's not about just knowing Bible verses. We need to apply those verses to our lives on a personal level. They're not just, these truths and these things that we have to admire. They are the promises to receive. You know, we have to understand the value of Scripture and why people died to get these Scriptures in our hands. Those people that say, well, the Scriptures were just written by man and the Scriptures are just books that were written down. You know, they have no idea of the value of Scripture. That people that did know were willing to put their lives on the line so we can get these Scriptures in our hands. And some people say, well, what about the Scriptures that weren't chosen? And what about the ones that were? That's all you need. The words on the page in your Scriptures, all you need. Read them every day. Every day read them. And it's not about reading a lot. You don't have to get through 20 chapters a day or 10 chapters a day, or even one chapter a day. But you must be consistent at reading the word every single day. You must be consistent at that. You must stop letting the world influence you and start letting the word of our Creator influence you. Somebody might say, well, what about the people of Scripture? They didn't have to sit and read the word every day and sit and read the Bible. They are the word. Just like Yeshua didn't need to read the word. He was the word living in the flesh. And the stuff we're reading and the things we're reading about is a Scripture are about these people that were living the actual thing we're reading. Where Yah was working in their lives to show them how he could work in our lives. David often spoke of Yahweh's truth back to himself. Instead of allowing emotions to control him, he allowed Yahweh's promises to control him. In Psalm 42, verse 11, why are you downcast, my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Hope in Yahweh, for I will again praise him, my salvation, my Elohim. Faith begins speaking before circumstances change. Faith says, my situation has not changed, but our Creator has not changed either. That is why mature believers remain steady even during difficult seasons. Faith is what it's all about. Often people ask me why I believe. Because my faith is strong. That's why I believe. Because I know without a doubt what the Scriptures say is true. I know without a doubt what Yeshua did is real. That's what my faith chooses. That's what I believe. And nothing is going to take that away. You understand? The insurance comes from believing in our Creator's promise. Many sincere believers struggle with the insurance of salvation because they depend on their feelings. You understand, it's like the word happy. Things happen. And that's where they get the word happy, because you're looking at other people. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Joy comes from the inside. It's not just a feeling that we feel because based on some outside circumstances. But happy and unhappy is based on outside circumstances. That's where we get the word happen. Something happened. It makes us feel happy or unhappy. But joy is on the inside. Nothing's taken that away from us. It comes from the inside. It's the same way. Feelings can change daily. And if people are living according to their feelings, their ideas are going to change daily. But you know what doesn't change? The promises that our Creator gives us in the Word, they don't change. And Yeshua gave us the greatest promise of all Scripture in John 6:37. Every one the Father gives me will come to me. and the one coming to me I will never drive away. Hallelujah. Notice what Yeshua did not say. He did not say, I will receive you if you feel saved. He said, I will never cast you out. Folks, if you sincerely come to Messiah in repentance and faith, your confidence rests upon his promise, not upon your emotions. Faith says, I believe your word because you cannot lie. Hallelujah. Faith is not built on feelings. Remember, the enemy wants you to react to your feelings. The enemy will tell you things that go against scripture. The enemy will tell you things that will touch your feelings. He'll tell you negative things and he'll use other people to touch your feelings, which is different than faith. There's a spiritual battle going on, and it's consistently going on, and we need to stop listening to the enemies. We need to stop follow our feelings and living on an emotional thing and live off our faith regardless of how we feel. Emotions get a lot of people in trouble, hold a lot of people back. The answer is never found by examining our emotions. The answer is found by returning to our Creator's word. Titus 1 verse 2 says, our Creator cannot lie. Numbers 23:19, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. We must make our Creator's word more dependable than our feelings. Our emotions rise and fall, but Yahweh's promise remains forever. The enemy wants you to get doubting scripture. He wants you to question, is this real? He wants you to question, was this changed? He wants you to question, why was this taken out and why was this added? He wants to confuse you. The word of our Creator hasn't changed since it's been given, written to us. And it tells us everything we need to know. And we must go on faith that it is true and stop questioning it. Stop trying to change it. There's nothing in the scriptures. We might not understand it, but there's nothing in the scriptures that will not build us up if we follow and trust his holy word. And the foundation of that is found in the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We must build a daily habit of getting in the word. Faith is something that we build with our continuously doing something. Daily fellowship with our Creator comes through prayer and through reading the word. Just as our physical bodies require daily food, our spiritual bodies require daily nourishment. Matthew 4 verse 4 says, man shall not live by the bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of our Creator. Notice, Yeshua didn't say we occasionally need our Creator's word. He said we live by it. I know these stories of these amazing people around the world that are sitting in some dungeon or some jail or whatever, being persecuted for their faith. They're starving to death. And when asked, or when having the opportunity to have one thing, before they even ask for food, they ask for the Creator's word. I even heard a story once about a man who escaped from his prison cell, ran out and found the word, and then came back to his prison cell. He didn't run out and find food. You must understand, the true nourishment comes from the words of our wonderful Creator. As Job said, his word is more important than my necessary food. The Creator's word more important than his life. We need to have a faith like these people around the world and understand in the word and the faith in the word. Many believers wonder why their faith feels weak. Sometimes the answer is very simple. We cannot neglect the word of our Creator. all weak and expect to have strong faith when trials come. Even a few minutes a day, 5 or 10 minutes every day, can transform a person's life. Remember, consistency is more important than quantity. We need to be consistent in spending time with our Creator, making time for Him. There's 24 hours in a day. Ask yourself, how much time have I spent in the Word? Ask yourself, how much do I desire to spend time in the Word? What's the most important thing I do every day? People get so busy, they usually use the Word as the last thing, not the first thing. 24 hours and you don't have time for the Word, and then you're going to tell me that your faith is strong and your trust in the Word is strong? We always find time for what we value most, and the things we desire the most, we do the first. If someone says they don't have time for the Word, something else has taken priority in our life. The Bible talks about what we worship and who we worship and idols. Yeshua taught us to seek the kingdom of Yah first in Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When Yahweh is first, everything else finds its proper place. Our relationship with Him never becomes an afterthought. But understand this, the enemy takes things out of order. The enemy wants to take things out of order. The enemy says, no, you'll make time for Him later. But this is more important now. And he messes with your mind, taking things out of order. No, the Word first. We talk all about obedience here at Torah Life Ministries. We talk all about obedience here when we read the Word and Torah and Scripture. There's only one way we have the opportunity. There's only one way we have the capacity. And there's only one way we have the possibility to remain obedient to our Creator's Word. And that is not through our own physical actions or our own thoughts and feelings, but that is through faith. Faith produces obedience. It's not some thing we just think about. It produces action. Remember, when Noah built his ark and Abraham left, we had to go and Peter stepped out of the boat, their actions demonstrated what they believed. James 2 verse 17 says, so also faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. Obedience doesn't earn our Creator's favor. Obedience reveals our genuine faith. Whenever our Creator speaks through His Word, our response should be, yes, 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 Father, yes, Daddy, yes, Lord, even when we don't understand. Trust in Yahweh above your circumstances. This is what we must understand. We all experience times in our lives when circumstances appear that our Creator is not listening to us, or His promises are not being fulfilled in our lives. And these are the times when faith matures. Think about Job and think about other times in our life. But it's times of uncertainty and uncertainty where faith is going to grow the most. You had Joseph, who was a slave, thrown in a dungeon. Daniel trusted as he was in Babylon. Paul trusted he was in prison. None of them allowed the circumstances to refine our Creator's character and who He is. Romans 8:28 says, now we know that all things work together for good. For those who love Yahweh, who are called according to His purpose, faith produces obedience and trust and endurance. Faith believes Yahweh is working even when we cannot see what He is doing in our lives. We must hold on to that. We all have a choice, and every day we have to choose what voice we're going to listen to and what we believe. Do we listen to the circumstances that are in our lives? Who are we letting lead our lives? Are we letting the enemy whisper things in our ear to get us against the emotion? I've seen it. I've seen close people to me who appear to be faithful believers stop reading their word. And when they stopped reading their word and they started getting these thoughts and started seeing these things by influences online to tell them, oh, that word's been changed, or no, that doesn't seem good or right, they start doubting the word. And they start letting their emotions get over them, and they get away from the scriptures. And then they get away from Yahweh. And then they start doubting who he is. The scriptures say who he is. And it says his promise is for us. Folks, we either believe our emotions or we believe our Creator's word. The believer who learns to hear Yahweh's word through scripture develops an unshakable faith. Open your Bible every day with expectation. Pray, Yahweh, speak to me. When he speaks, believe it. When you believe in him, you obey him. And as you walk in obedience, you will discover again that Yahweh has always been faithful. Hallelujah. I leave you with Isaiah 26:3. You keep in perfect peace one whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And Hebrews 10:38 says, but my righteousness, one shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please our wonderful Creator. Trusting our Creator's word above all else. Faith grows when we consistently hear the Ruach speak through scripture. And the insurance comes from believing in our Creator's promises. Let's spend time daily in the word. Genuine faith will always lead to obedience. And Yahweh rewards those who diligently seek him. The righteous are called to live by faith every day. Hallelujah. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp. Are you looking for more than a Sunday service? At Cross Life Church, a new home church, people gather around God's Word, share life together, and experience authentic Christian fellowship. Our Sunday service begins at 10 a.m., where the worship is reverent, not entertainment. You'll hear the faithful exposition of Scripture, celebrate communion, and pray together. Throughout the week, we continue growing in grace through our Wednesday evening Bible study at 8 p.m. So whether you're new to the faith, searching for a church family, or just longing for deeper community, there's a place for you at Cross Life Church. Cross Life, a household of faith, centered on Christ, committed to his word, caring for his people. For more information, call 772-341-3000. 8271.